This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's been known for years as the Swamp Hotel because it's next to wetlands that flood during rains, but not anymore. In mid-December, the 192-room former Sheraton near Newcastle, Delaware, was transformed into a swank transition center for the homeless. WHYY's Chris Barish visited the center this week to chronicle the unique and evolving project in action.
Good afternoon, lunch. Hi, Miss Stephanie, Mr. Jamal. How are you guys doing today? How are you feeling?
Good.
Hello. You okay? You're welcome. Have a great day. I'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to daily room service delivery at the Newcastle County Hope Center. Cassie Brown is delivering dozens of three-meal packages with cereal, soup, chicken salad wrap, and a pork loin dinner to some of the 135 guests of what until 6 weeks ago was a struggling but operating Sheraton. The county spent $19.5 million from its federal coronavirus relief package to buy the facility at auction. Officials are pulling together an array of housing, medical, and counseling services with a singular mission, finding permanent housing for the tenants. They stay in suites or regular rooms, some with whirlpool tubs and separate living areas. Their lobby features a dramatic six-story atrium. There's even a library. Better yet, says Brown, they are treated with dignity.
They wake up every day and are so thankful and say thank you to us just for helping them to rebuild their self-esteem. Coming in and being able to get a shower, getting the food, and having someone just speak to them like they're a human being is 10 times better than waking up on the corner and being treated like trash.
Tenants include a handful of families. There's one woman with seven children who works and leaves early in the morning to get the kids to school and to caregivers. Two women are pregnant, and one gave birth Monday. Director Kim Eppenheimer says such a center with so many services under one towering roof is needed to meet the critical goal, getting people into permanent housing in a state with a shortage of subsidized units.
So it's not just about now that you're here and you're getting stable housing and food, which is critical. The next step is to think now where do you go from here?
Homelessness often stems from maladies such as poor physical health, addiction, and mental illness. She says it's been especially hard to overcome during the pandemic.
We understand that, so we're not trying to kick them out the door by any stretch of the imagination.
Tenants are being allowed to stay for the winter this year.
We have one gentleman here who has been experiencing homelessness for many years, and he suffers from a substance abuse disorder, and he has said a few times, if it wasn't for this winter, I think this would have been the winter I died.
Dr. Sandy Gibney is giving medical exams.
We're just assessing every client and getting them back on medications. We're also, you know, doing acute care issues, anything from pink eye to foot ulcers, and then chronic stuff, diabetes medicine, hypertension medicines, things like that.
Guests who aren't working or doing errands courtesy of a shuttle to a bus center are mostly staying in their rooms to safeguard against the coronavirus, but they come to the lobby for services. David Hicks spoke with WHYY while waiting to meet his case manager. Hicks learned about the Hope Center while overhearing two women as he ate breakfast at McDonald's. He called the center a godsend and said the staff helped him resolve financial barriers to getting his own place.
Now, we'll be able to provide for myself. I just needed a stepping stone. This is a good deal, man, for somebody that's striving to do something, you know, with themselves. This is beautiful.
Diane Bramlett and her teenage daughter are here with their peach-hued guinea pig sweet potato and their two bearded dragon lizards, Xyla and Alpha. Bramlett was a restaurant manager who lost her job when the pandemic hit. The two had been camping out until the weather turned cold. Bramlett praises the facility and its amenities.
A lot of homeless shelters are very open and everyone's crowded in together. This is a great starting point to get back on my feet.
She also offered suggestions to the staff to make it easier for tenants to navigate the process.
It's really got good intentions. When I first got in, I didn't know there were different resources. They explain it briefly. They go over, but your mind's spinning from just everything going on. I think within the first couple days, it would have been helpful if someone said, hey, look, why don't you come sign up for this?
A woman named Alyssa is here with her one-year-old daughter. It's their first shelter experience.
Place is not what I expect, but I've heard a lot of horror stories about shelters. This is a major step up, so it puts me in a better headspace.
Nicole Waters is a county housing official. She asks for patience as the center adds and fine-tunes its services.
Everybody's safe. People have a place to call home. They're staying warm. They're getting their health care needs met and needs of their pets met. It's new. It's new for everyone. Just having all these different services under one roof, just kind of coordinating everything.
But growing pains aside, Delaware and the region have never had a shelter of such grandeur. Eppenheimer chuckled when asked about getting guests to leave once they find housing in less opulent digs.
It's true, we do make jokes about that, but generally most people want to have their own life. Yes, this is comfortable, but they still just can't do what they want when they want how they want. And even though the rules are very friendly, when they first get here, we start talking about their transition.
Yet Eppenheimer doesn't have a Pollyanna-ish view of the challenges facing her center and its clients.
Some may end up going back out to their campsites. It just sort of depends on who they are, where they are in their journey, and what they're interested in pursuing.
The Hope Center is using federal dollars and state services, but County Executive Matt Meyer has said it won't tap money from the county's property tax revenues. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.